So wait, let me just test it to make sure that we're being picked up right now. Today is January 23rd, 1978, and I am here in the home of Archibald Motley, a Chicago artist, and my name is Dennis Berry. And today we're going to talk about Mr. Motley's career, life and career. And I thought I'd start by asking you to give us a little background about your family, about the family you came from.
Well, I'd like to start first with my two grandmothers. The one on the side of my father and one on the side of my mother, maternal and paternal. And the grandmother that I have painted, she was on the paternal side. Mm-hmm. And she was the one, I think I told you, that I cared so very, very much about. A very kind person, nice person. She had so much patience. And I've always hoped that I could continue her teaching that she taught me when I was young. I think I've done a pretty fair job of it because I still have the patience of Job. And not only in my work, but I think I have it with people. And now I'm going over to the other grandmother. She was a pygmy from British East Africa. Hmm. Little bit of a person, very small. She stood about 4 feet 8 or 9 inches. And she used to tell me an awfully lot about slavery. She was in slavery, the other grandmother wasn't. But the maternal grandmother on my mother's side, she was in slavery, I think, in Tennessee and also in Louisiana. And she talked to me so much about slavery and told me so many wonderful stories about it. And one of them was that she had a very good master and also her mistress. And when the tutors came around to teach the children, they had 3 or 4 children there in their home, that is white children. And when they came to teach the children, or the master's children, well, they also taught the little colored kids in slavery. Mm-hmm. So she could write very well.
Well, she could.
Yeah, that's... she could write very well, and she had possibly an education that was comparable to, maybe a 7th or 8th grade child.
It's pretty impressive.
But her writing was very distinct.
Yeah.
Very legible. And she used to tell me so many tales about slavery. But the thing that impressed me more, you know, you hear so many tales about the slaves being so mean and how they beat the slaves and so forth, you know, the slave owners. But she said she didn't get any of that at all. She said that she considered herself an exception, you know, being in that family. She was with a family by the name of the Craigheads, the name of the family that owned there. And she said she was treated with all the dignity and courtesy of anybody in the world. Mm. And she said they bought them very good clothes, they clothed them well, and of course, there's a big difference, you know, in the slaves who are what they call the domestic slaves and the slaves that are working out in the field. Yeah. There's an awful big difference.
Yeah.
Because those people, you know, they live in little shanties around the plantation. But and they never came to the master's home.